A noted law professor and physician at Yale University, Jay Katz testified before the Senate committee that examined the Tuskegee study. The experiment, conducted in Alabama, was a death march where syphilis was allowed to progress without treatment so autopsies could be conducted. Dr. Katz dedicated much of his academic career to the troubling issues that often arise when physicians conduct human experiments to advance medical science. In his writings, Dr. Katz highlighted a comparison of human experimentation that advances medical science to the primeval human sacrifices that existed in some ancient societies. For example, at Stonehenge, archaeologists found physical evidence of intentional fatal injuries to humans who were sacrificed. Such lives were sacrificed for the greater good or for the solemn execution of a supreme sacral necessity. Such human sacrifices were never meant to benefit the individual. They were always done for the greater good. Today's human experimentation can at times be considered a sacrifice to the deity of medical progress. Participants are referred to as volunteers, though often the informed consent documents demonstrate considerable deception was used to entice the patients. This occurs at some of America's finest universities. Repeated whistleblower reports continue to reveal human experiments with tragic outcomes. When there are serious risks involved, it is often found that patients were not informed about these risks or safer alternatives. If they had been informed, it is unlikely they would have participated. Many prominent physicians who are also medical researchers have failed to genuinely embrace voluntary consent. There are compelling conflicts of interest for physician researchers that include career advancement, fame, and sometimes fortune. These are conflicts of interest that all too often lead to deaths for the research subjects. Most human experiments are conducted on vulnerable populations, the poor, minorities, the disadvantaged, and those challenged by disabilities. They are on their own. There is little oversight or protection. This is their story.